everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing the show. We made it to Election Day. Oh my goodness, it seems like this campaign, I was trying to think, maybe this thing really started, shall I say, 4 years ago? No, I mean, it's been pretty intense for the last 2 years. So a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief today that it's almost over. The Buckmaster Show, of course, airs Monday through Friday, noon to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. And if you're not around a radio, that's no longer a problem because we've got worldwide live listening. If you're near a computer, it's fine. Just put in kvoi.com or my website, and we have the live stream of the show at buckmastershow.com. Today, we resume our bi-monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today, we're going to talk with Jim Craig. Jim is the Dean of Allied Health Programs for Pima Community College. Jim is with me in studio. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You have, under the Allied Health Programs, quite a diverse portfolio of programs. And why don't we begin with kind of set the stage for us. What kind of offerings are included in that Allied Health?
Well, Allied Health is a new division, Bill, and it's made up of over 17 distinct programs. And within those programs, there's numerous certificates and associate degrees available. It's really a fantastic part of this reorganization that Pima recently did to really restructure the college around a one college philosophy or a one Pima type philosophy. So aggregating all of the allied health programs under one structure and one leadership structure really helps in terms of collaboration and interdisciplinary studies and really improving all of our programs in a continuous improvement fashion.
And this is new. This is kind of reorganizing things because normally the way it had been, you would go to one particular campus for a particular service.
Right.
This is more of the whole integrated approach, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And by doing that, the students are going to get a more integrated, more consistent experience too.
All right. Let's talk about some of these programs. And it really is a very diversified package, everything from you got the dental area,
correct.
You've got medical, you've got veterinary, and these programs are not only diverse, but there's different time elements associated with each of them. Correct, Jim?
Absolutely. Some of them are running in the daytime. Some of them are running more evening based, and some of them, like our health information technology program, is completely online.
What can a student expect and eventually graduate in one of the allied health programs?
Oh, great question. Well, a student can expect, first of all, great faculty. Our faculty are so well trained, not just academically, but with years and years of experience with their expertise and their area of allied health that they have based their career out of. We have very caring staff. We have very strong support. The faculty themselves also have very close ties to the community, to those areas where the students are studying and eventually wanting to work. So that those connections really help with the students and their job search. And also the students can expect to be supported by each other. Many of our programs, the students start and end in a cohort, a collection of other students that go all the way through the program with them. So, for instance, in our dental hygiene program, we have a big sisters, big brother type approach where the second year students reach out and support and mentor the first year students. And we have that same structure for a number of different programs.
Why don't we begin with dental? This is not only someone could train to be a dental hygienist, they could be a dental assistant. There's a wide range there, correct?
Yeah, it really is. We have three key programs. They're dental assisting, where you take a one-year certificate, you can get in and out in 1 year, become a certified dental assistant, and immediately begin practicing in the medical, dental profession. After you've worked in that area for a couple years, you might want to come back and get into our associate's program in dental hygiene, which is a much higher paying job, but you have to get through that associate's degree to get there. And then if you really don't want to have that forward facing always within the client standpoint, you can take our dental lab tech program, which is kind of a back office, back end program where you're actually manufacturing and tooling and using art and science to create these artificial teeth and other appliances that the dentists need.
The whole surgical area, too, is there is such a need for people, surgical technicians, people that are involved with radiology. You've pretty much got that area covered for people who want, maybe they want to be working in the medical offices.
Right.
Again, it's a wide range of disciplines that are covered.
Yeah, there really is. We're so proud of our programs, like our Surg Tech program just received an award of merit from the National Board of Surgical Technology and Surgical Assisting for achieving such a high pass rate compared nationally to all the other programs. So, and we have those kind of results for many of our programs.
And pharmacy. We all know that pharmacists, they go to school and a lot of training goes into becoming a pharmacy, and it's very high paying. But perhaps you're not going to train to be a full-fledged pharmacist, but they need assistance and they need pharmacy techs. Yeah. Those are, again, good-paying jobs.
Yeah, we're really proud of our program. That's a very flexible program too, Bill, because that's mostly an online program, and students only have to come to the campus to get their lab work and their clinical experience in. So it's a very flexible program for somebody who's already working full time but wants to start a new career.
How is the job market, Jim Craig?
Oh, it's fabulous. We really do. Because of these internship experiences and the ability for students to get out into the workplace and learn a little bit about the employer while they're interning. In other words, is this a good place to work? Is this the kind of boss I want to work for? And then the employer can look at the student and say, is this the kind of graduate that we want to hire someday? That's why many of our students literally get job offers before they graduate. By the time they've graduated from our programs, they already have a job to start with. I was talking to a student last night, and his only complaint was in graduating from the medical lab technology program is he was only going to get a weekend off between the day he graduates and the day he starts his very good, high-paying job as a medical lab technologist.
That's a good situation to be in, I'll tell you, to have those jobs waiting. And we often talk about kids who just, they can't find jobs. They have to leave Tucson. These are jobs that are available right here in Tucson. And this is a pathway into other programs. And if folks not only want the two-year degree, they can go on to four-year colleges and universities.
We have, Bill, we have fabulous arrangements with the three in-state colleges and universities. I can get my degree in one of these associate degrees and have a completer program, for instance, at NAU and get my bachelor's degree with 60 to 90 credits transferred towards my bachelor's degree. So I'm essentially completing my bachelor's degree in one more year or a year and a half at most.
How about the cost of the student? Is Pima the low-cost provider for these allied health programs?
Absolutely. As somebody that came from the for-profit private industry, I can...
That was your background before you came to Pima, right?
Yeah. Absolutely a low-cost provider by a long shot, which is interesting because, in Marketing 101, they always train you that you can be the low-cost provider or you can be the high-end, high-quality provider. How are you going to market your service or product? At PCC, I can honestly say we're both. We really have the low cost, no question about it. But the quality of our allied health programs are so high compared to the competition, and our outcomes, which are public to view and compare to our competition, which is what I always encourage students to do, always shop, mm-hmm. always compare the results mm-hmm. and compare the outcomes. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, you see that Pima Community College is actually the high-quality provider, too.
How about more information if someone has just graduated from high school and they'd like to get into the profession, but perhaps, Jim, they don't really know which area to go into? Is there someone they can talk to at Pima?
Absolutely. So we have information sessions on allied health programs every month. We're having one, for instance, tomorrow from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the West Campus. They can look at the website to get more information on different programs and different careers. That's pima.edu. And they can even call my office directly at 206-6916, and we can arrange to them to have a private one-on-one conference with one of the program directors. And of course, we have a huge staff of advisors and counselors that are always ready and willing to help our students pick the right career path for them.
It is a good news story what's going on, certainly in your allied health programs for Pima Community College. Jim Craig, thank you very much. And again, I'm going to give that the website, visitpima.edu, and good timing here. The session, information session tomorrow from 4 in the afternoon to 5:30 at the Pima West campus. Jim Craig, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill. It was a pleasure.
All right. Coming up on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman with us next. We'll find out whether the markets are reacting at all to Election Day 2016 right after this.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
and the man that we consult, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, guess what? We made it.
We made it. It's Tuesday, and the market's up, actually.
The market is up. It's a rather unusual Tuesday, because normally the market seems to go down, but it's election day, and this only rolls around with a presidential election every 4 years. And the markets seem to be in a pretty good mood.
Yeah, well, keep in mind the markets vote with their dollars, and that voting has taken place over the past 10 days approximately, starting, interestingly, with the letter to Congress from the head of the FBI, Mr.
Director
Comey.
Director Comey,
and the markets gasped at the possibility that that could throw the election to Trump, and the markets pulled back in one of their longest pullbacks, not deepest, but longest pullback since 1980. 10 days.
I couldn't believe that. I read that stat yesterday. Since 1980.
Since 1980. We haven't had 10 days in a row of
and not just
consecutive
the Dow,
negative days.
Some of the other markets.
Oh, the S&P. It measures the S&P more than the Dow.
Yeah.
But after Sunday's retraction of the retraction of the retraction, we had the markets reacting very positively to the likelihood that this would throw the election back in the direction that it had been before Comey's first letter. And the markets went up yesterday almost 2%, actually more than 2%. And today they're continuing that movement. So the market clearly has voted that the uncertainty that would be a Trump presidency, at least at the beginning, is less favorable to markets than the certainty of more of the same that we could expect with a divided government.
It might be interesting from a historic perspective to look back over election days. Does the market react one way or the other? Or is it typically flat? What about the day after? And what about the period between election day and inauguration?
Okay, so election days have typically been negative. About 76% of the election days have been negative. However, the statistic is skewed because for a long period of time, actually until 1980, I think that's right, don't quote me on it, election day was a market holiday. So there was no U.S. market movement on election day. But for the period just before that and for the period since 1980, we've had most of election days being negative. The day after election day is skewed in the other direction. About 30% is negative, about 70% positive. And the outcome does not tend to depend upon the party. In addition, the time period between election day and inauguration day has been a mixed bag. We had the worst performance in that period just after the Obama election, and the best performance just after the Hoover election.
Huh.
So you scratch your head and go, well, what in the world is going on there? Well, the Hoover election was right in the middle of the 1920s boom.
Right.
And eight months later, the Coolidge Hoover mess created the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Obama election happened in the depths of the Bush recession. And so we expected it to continue to go down. And in fact, it continued down until the middle of March of 2009. So we're going to take those two numbers, as interesting as they are, and call them outliers. And then when you take a look at the period of time between election day and inauguration, what you get is a mixed bag completely and no trends. I can tell you that in this year, my broker-dealer, LPL Financial, believes there's a pretty good chance that we could have sustained growth between now and January 20th. And I agree. I think that if Mrs. Clinton is elected president, and that's almost certainly, I think, going to happen, regardless of the scale of that majority is, I think she will get at least 270 electoral votes. And that puts us on a path to more of what we've had. And the markets kind of like that. I mean, we've had very good performance under the Obama administration just post March of 2009. And there's no reason to believe that wouldn't continue.
What is the LPL, your financial house sponsor.
It's a broker-dealer. Yeah,
broker-dealer.
Right?
Exactly. Broker-dealer. They are predicting the factor with the markets at the end of the year being up.
LPL has been predicting all year low single-digit gains. Mm-hmm. We're back where kind of we were 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So the gains are in the high single digits, in some cases in the double digits. If those hold, then LPL will have been overly conservative in their forecast.
But there's no reason.
I did. I was a little bit more conservative. I said 3 to 6%, and in a period of high volatility, you know, the 31st of December could come at a peak or a valley. We really don't know. I don't see any reason to believe that the volatility wouldn't continue. The things that are causing it, price of oil, Brexit, so many uncertainties, you know, don't disappear because we've finally cleared the decks of our election. So I think the overall trend line is up, but I don't think it's up at rates that are at or above the 50 or 60 year averages.
It's time to look at your portfolio too as we approach the end of the year.
That's a great point. Once we get past this election and we all breathe a sigh of relief, it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. If you're over 70 and a half, you've got to take a required minimum distribution from your IRAs. If you've had a fairly decent year, and if the year looks like a part of your portfolio has outperformed other parts of your portfolio, it might be time to rebalance. Depending upon what you think of the economy and whoever wins this election, you might want to make adjustments based upon where you think the economy is going to go as we move into the new administration. We also, you know, we can talk about trade deals and whether we like them or not, but the world is increasingly interconnected, and what happens in the rest of the world continues to be very, very important and affects our economy, but it also affects all of the, not all, but most of the S&P 500 companies that do business in part or in large part overseas. And so it's impossible to ignore the effect that, say, Brexit is going to have on overall European deals. The Canadians, of course, have struck their own deal with the European Union. Looks like it's going to be very advantageous for them. We're still in the middle of that kind of negotiation with the European Union. Not clear that the Obama administration will be able to conclude that. Before that administration.
That could very well be on the plate for the next.
It could definitely be on the plate for the next administration. I think the Pacific trade deal is still on the plate, even though both candidates have denounced the deal mm-hmm. as being less than wonderful. The idea that we would have open trade and be able to influence the policies of our trading partners is still something that we have to seriously consider as part of the future of the galaxy. It's just what we have to do. There are clearly winners and losers. By and large, the economy wins, but there are losers in those trade deals as natural selection, if you will, moves certain industries offshore and other industries onshore. And so if you're a person whose industry or job is going to be offshored or outsourced, then this is the worst thing in the world. If, on the other hand, you know, you're not, then these trade deals can be very important and very significant for progress in the economy, both the world economy and the U.S. economy. So do I support these trade deals specifically? You got to see them. You got to study them. You got to know what all of the details are. But in general, whether I support them or not, whether you support them or not, they're not going away, Bill. They're vitally important to how we get more fairness rather than less. If you just leave the market on its own, you won't get fairness overseas. If you can control some of that, then you should.
All right, Shelley Fishman, we will have a lot to talk about 1 week from today as we finally, hopefully, will have all of this sorted out.
Oh, and, please, by I next know, Tuesday.
I shouldn't have even brought that
up. Don't put that in
but
the
you
galaxy.
Never know. Okay, Shelley, thanks a lot, Shelley Fishman. Find his link on our website, buckmastershow.com. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Einstein once said, as the bees go, so do humans. Five-star professional pest control techs have another option rather than killing the bees. We can remove them. This bee removal option is safe, effective, and next time you have a swarm of bees enter your personal space, call us and let us remove these bees. We have professional technicians on call 7 days a week, 886-0045.
And we know what bugs you.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Wednesday at noon on Buckmaster. Yes, all the votes in, and we'll talk with some of the winners of the key races in Southern Arizona. Join us for the Buckmaster Show, which airs each weekday during the noon hour on Tucson's Voice AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening, podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Of course, that promo is for tomorrow's show. All the votes will be in, hopefully, by 7 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time to get out there and exercise your franchise. A great place to visit is Green Things if you're looking for really anything from a 2-inch succulent to a 10-foot palm tree, and they've got great pottery also. Check out 3384 East River Road, Green Things on 13 acres, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Go to their website. They've got all the information about this weekend's free gardening seminars. They do those Saturday and Sunday at 10 o'clock. Tax credit time already. My goodness. Well, look, we're in early November, and folks will be thinking about year-end taxes, and this year you can double the impact that you have when you donate to different nonprofits, including the Interfaith Community Services, which will be our focus of our interview for the next 10 minutes. Daniel Stolfus is with us, and Daniel, I hope I pronounced your name right.
Did I get it right. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Daniel has served as CEO of Interfaith Community Services here in Tucson. Since 2010, he joined the, or excuse me, 2015, joining in February of that year, Daniel's public service experience includes leadership positions with faith-based organizations in Arizona, Virginia, and New York City, and he's very happy to be back here in Tucson. Daniel, tell me about how the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit works.
Well, first of all, I would say folks should consult a tax advisor, but the legislature this year doubled the dollar-for-dollar tax credit, and the governor signed the bill earlier this year. So folks can give to organizations like Interfaith Community Services that are qualified organizations that work with the working poor, and they can get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit off their state, Arizona state income tax. And those dollars are really important to us because that's dollars that go back into the community here to allow organizations like ICS and many other great organizations in our community to keep the dollars right here and serve people in need and provide services and care for those, our neighbors in need.
So if you owe $800 in state taxes, you can donate $800.
Right. If you're married and filing jointly, you can take a credit of up to $800.
Tell me a little bit about your organization and why you would encourage our listeners here on the Buckmaster Show to consider ICS for being named in that Arizona Charitable Tax Credit.
Absolutely. Well, Interfaith Community Service has been around about 30 years, so we have a stable reputation in the community. We do really two primary things. We try to help seniors and those being released from the hospital or living with disabilities find greater independence in their lives, and we try to help folks in financial crisis get to a place of self-sufficiency. So we do that through a food bank, emergency financial assistance for rent and utilities. We have volunteers that deliver mobile meals to seniors, provide transportation. These are very critical things. And what's really unique about our organization is we create a place for Tucson, I read recently, was the third most caring community in the country. And we see it on a daily basis because we have 750 volunteers that come out every year and serve on a regular basis at ICS to serve their neighbors in need. So when folks give to ICS, those dollars are being maximized because we have a lot of committed volunteers that are not only helping us save money, but they're also delivering very individualized, compassionate care to folks in our community. And the other thing is we're rated by Charity Navigator as a 4-star organization, one of only a handful here in Pima County that have that rating, and we've had that rating for the last 7 consecutive years. So we're proud of that. It's a focus on our fiscal stewardship and operational efficiency and a board that's very careful of managing resources. So it's a good investment.
When I came to town in 1988, so my goodness, I will have been pushing almost 30 years here in town. And I remember kind of the origins of Interfaith Community Services, starting with just a really maybe a handful, Daniel, of faith-based organizations. This has really grown, hasn't it?
It really has. And, you know, over the years, we've had 30 years of, we're in our 31st year reaching out to the community. We've gone from those 6 faith communities that came together to really pool their resources to serve seniors and also folks in financial crisis to now 95 that have partnered with ICS in some way or the other. And it's really a broad, diverse collection of our faith community. And, you know, everything from we have Jewish congregations, we have a Baha'i group, we have Baptists, Presbyterians, everybody in between. And what really unifies that group is we all have a common vision to serve our neighbors in need. And so it's created a place for folks from a lot of different faith expressions and belief systems to really come together to maximize their resources to serve our community.
What are your operating costs like, Daniel?
We have a budget of about $5 million a year. And so a lot of that is just in-kind support from the community, about $2 million worth of food that's donated to our food bank. We partner with the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, as well as get a lot of donations and, you know, get grants. And this tax credit push at the end of the year is really a big part of our donation support that allows us to serve throughout the year folks in need in our community.
Well, this should help doubling the credit, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing some strong response already, but we're encouraged.
That could be a very encouraging sign for your bottom line in 2017.
And it's helpful because we've seen the demand for services for the seniors that we serve, lonely, isolated seniors in our community that maybe don't have a family member or a caregiver to turn to. The numbers for that are calling us for help are up 30%. We get about 200 to 300 phone calls a day at our office for emergency financial assistance, folks that need help with their rent or their utilities or, you know, a bus pass to get to work or, you know, something that is a very specific financial crisis for them. So it'll go a long way to help those.
There may be an older person listening right now, Daniel, who is alone and really hurting. Is there somewhere that this person could call for help?
Absolutely. They can call our office at 520-297-6049 and ask for our senior caregiving services. We're here to help the community. We have a lot of dedicated, compassionate volunteers, and we really couldn't do our work without the volunteers that are a part of ICS, and we see our role as staff as really supporting their work.
Well, that's why I'm proud to be a part of this community, because it is such a caring community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take a live line call. Roberta has called. Hey, Roberta, how are you today?
Well, I'm coping, hoping for better days. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have a question for Daniel?
Yes, I do. With 15% of Americans being sensitive to fragrances and other chemicals, will it ever be possible for a person with MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity, get a ride from Interfaith Community Services to the doctor by a volunteer who is willing to not wear fragrances and use other, you know, toxic soaps and personal care products? Mm-hmm. I understand that FDA is removing 26 of the toxic substances in soaps and things from the market.
Okay.
But that won't take place for quite some time till the manufacturers are out of the supplies.
All right, Roberta. Well, I'll ask Daniel here whether arrangement possibly could be made that someone could be fragrance-free. How's that?
Well, thanks, Roberta. That's a great question. And we do everything in our power, really, to help meet the needs of the folks we serve. And, you know, we do on a regular basis kind of ask what kind of special needs or special accommodations we could make. So we just encourage you to call our office, and we'll see what we can do to help you.
Daniel Stolfus is with us, CEO of the Interfaith Community Services. And Daniel, again, let's go over here in the remaining minute or so some of the particulars about how folks do this whole tax credit thing.
Sure. Well, so they can go online on our website at icstucson.org, and there's a link up there. There's a form that can be filled out, but they can get all the details there right on our website at icstucson.org and look for the link for the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. It's prominent on our website. And if they have questions, they're welcome to call our office also, and we can provide more information. But again, we're not tax advisors. If there's any question,
sure,
consult a tax advisor. But it really is I've done it myself. It's a great way to support organizations in our community and make sure that the dollars that we give stay right here in the Tucson community.
Daniel, good luck with Interfaith Community Services, and I think this is really terrific, doubling that charitable tax credit. That's good news.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate
Thank you very much, Daniel. This portion of our program brought to you and us by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. These are really caring people who really want to show Tucsonans and Southern Arizonans a really good time. If you're looking to kind of get away after all the election stuff, maybe this would be the weekend to just get in the car, drive about 3 hours east of Tucson, and just kick back and enjoy the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, just a different part of the beautiful southwestern United States. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. Several dozen opportunities to recreate and a like number of great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County. It's exactly 12:44. We'll be talking with Margaret Regan about the arts, our Tucson Fox Theater Arts Report next.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. And, of course, the holidays are fast approaching. Great time to visit the Fox Theater, encouraging everyone to plan their festive activities with friends and families. The Fox Theater presents a myriad of entertainment choices, including The Last Waltz, Tucson style, Saturday, November 26th. This is a benefit for the Tucson Musicians Museum, the Southern Arizona Artists and Musicians Healthcare Alliance, and the Fox Theater Foundation. November 29th, spend an evening with Garrison Keillor. Of course, he is the beloved radio personality, author, and acclaimed humorist. Then The Fox begins December. This is a show I will be at. Have my tickets for Roger Hodgson, legendary singer-songwriter, formerly with Supertramp, December 1st. Can't wait to see that show. Now, to view the Fox Tucson Theater winter schedule, purchase tickets to see Mac Cohen, Thompson Square, Sawyer Brown, Bruce Hornsby, The Last Waltz, Tucson Style, Garrison Keillor, Roger Hodgson, legendary singer-songwriter, formerly of Supertramp, visit the FoxTucson.com website. And we're going to visit now with Margaret Regan, the author of two prize-winning books on immigration, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire is her latest book. And she has been a longtime journalist in Tucson, started writing for the Tucson Weekly and doing arts for the Weekly back in 1991.
Margaret. 1990, Bill.
Oh, 1990. My goodness. A long time. Anyway, it's always good to welcome Margaret to the Buckmaster Show. And today, Margaret is on location. She has just witnessed a rehearsal for Ballet Tucson.
Yes, and I wish you had been here, Bill. It was so fun. They're debuting this piece in another week and a half of Spirit Garden, brand new. Very large ballet piece based on the Day of the Dead, with all the iconography that we're so accustomed to now, with the skeleton masks and the bride and groom skeletons and people dancing and leaving food out. And it's going to have 28 adult dancers, 25 kids, all in beautiful costumes, many in skeleton masks. And a really great surprise and pleasure is that the music is all by our own Calexico.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just watched a straight-through rehearsal of the whole thing. It's about a 40-minute piece. And the Calexico music, of course, you know, is that Borderlands music that brings in Mexican sounds and horns. And it's just, it should be so fun. And they have gotten an artist to do all kinds of very elaborate visual projections on the background, lots of skeleton imagery and marigolds and butterflies.
Yeah.
And
so, well, this is quite an undertaking, ambitious undertaking for my neighbor, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth Cabana, artistic director. She was just telling me you live in the same
block. We do. Same
block or something.
Yeah, same block. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, you should come down and see the show. It's not this weekend, but the next, November 18th through the 20th. And, of course, there'll be other works on the program, too. But this is a big undertaking for the company to create this original piece based on the culture of our beloved borderlands.
And this story, you're going to be writing it up, and it will be in the Weekly, not this week, but the next week, the issue of November 17th.
Correct. Yeah, I'm always working. I never know what day it is because I'm always working so far ahead.
But this coming Thursday, November 10th, you have another dance theater story, correct?
Yes, I do, and this is also quite interesting. It's called A Whisper Through the Pines, sponsored by Borderlands, but it's really the baby of Kimmy Isel, who's a very creative, multi-genre artist here in Tucson, who got an NEA grant, big deal for one of our local artists, to do almost a year-long project about the national parks. You probably remember this is the 100th anniversary of the national parks. So her project has been all about saguaros. She's had people coming out to the desert and standing with saguaros, interacting with saguaros. She staged a ballroom dance at dawn in Saguaro National Park West in the summer. And now the grand finale is a play with lots of dance in it, staged almost completely outside among the saguaros near the visitor center at the Red Hills Visitor Center at Saguaro Park National Monument West.
When is that?
That's this weekend, and it's in the daytime, which is good because people will be in the desert.
Yeah.
2 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm so excited about seeing it. Imagine, you know, the saguaros are your backdrop and the sky is your proscenium, you know. And it's a play, you know, with spoken word. And a lot of the spoken word comes from the people, the Tucsonans who participated in Kimmy's project all along and wrote what she says are very poetic words about the saguaro. And then some interesting desert stories. An early female scientist who did the important work at Tumamoc Hill on the saguaro is a character, and so are some Tohono O'odham women who do the fruit harvesting every year. And lots of animals will be pictured and portrayed by the dancers, and everyone will be dressed all in white. So it should be a really interesting and quite different experience.
And again, 2 p.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that's this weekend, Saguaro National Park West. That's at the Red Hills Visitor Center. This is going to be a real fun event.
Yeah, and anybody who wants to go should sign up now online. You can only get a ticket by registering online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you must register online at borderlandstheater.org. And you can pay what you want. They're asking for a $10 donation, but if you can't afford it, they will waive that fee. So, if you want, and only 100 people each show because, you know, it's a limited space among cacti.
Current issue of the Tucson Weekly, this is right up your alley about the borderlands.
Great show, Lens on the Border. It's photography about the damage that the border wall has wreaked on the environment. You know, we already know so well to our sorrow here living in southern Arizona about the many deaths of people trying to get past that border wall. And I do just want to mention the numbers. For the first time, the end of this fiscal year that just ended in September, we have exceeded 3,000 bodies found right here in, you know, practically our neighborhoods, just two hours south of us and even less in the deserts. We've had 3,047 bodies found.
Mm.
So that's very significant, and we don't hear much discussion anymore about those deaths. But this show is more specifically about the environmental damage, which we don't hear about quite as often. This is the 10th anniversary of the Secure Fence Act, which led to the building of many hundreds of miles of border wall. Despite what you might have heard in the campaign, we already have quite a bit of border wall, and it's substantial and it's invasive. So these photos document what happened along our San Pedro River, one of the few flowing rivers still in Arizona. It comes from Mexico into Arizona. A border wall was placed across there, and of course this is an amazing wildlife corridor in the desert when you have flowing water. It's been very damaging to the animals that have used that for years and years, of course, as their migration and mating corridor, and endangered those animals. And the other part, you know, all the things affiliated with border enforcement, you have Border Patrol agents driving through fragile, protected wilderness lands, you know, roads cut in to accommodate the construction of the wall. You have things like the high beam lights along the border confuse the bats, who we depend upon to
pollinate.
I mean, there's so many. This is a big environmental change in a landscape to put this gigantic wall through. And another thing, you know, the Secure Fence Act, it basically overrode what they say are 40 years of environmental and cultural protection laws. And that means that, you know, Indian graveyards have been disrupted, including on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. So this show really makes an effort to cover that angle that we don't hear about so much.
All right. Margaret Regan, I'm going to have to run. That show is at the Historic Y through December the 4th on North 5th Avenue. So that's a great venue to see these photographs.
Right. Margaret, actually, all the way through the 14th.
Oh, 14th of December.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Margaret. Good report. And that ballet, Tucson, sounds like they've really got it together.
Yes, absolutely. Spirit Garden next week.
All right. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. 12:58 on Buckmaster, the Arts Report on our program, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. I would suggest, strongly suggest, viewing the Fox Tucson Theater winter schedule and purchasing tickets to see performers like Mark Cohen, Thompson Square, Sawyer Brown, Bruce Hornsby, The Last Waltz, Tucson Style, Garrison Keillor, Roger Hodgson, the legendary singer-songwriter, formerly of Supertramp, or really any of the special holiday-themed shows. Visit foxtucson.com. And the show that is coming up on November the 26th, that Last Waltz Tucson Style, is a benefit for several groups, including the Fox Theater Foundation. Again, it is foxtucson.com. All right, it is Election Day. Here's a couple of items to keep in mind. Mike Shaw, Ray Allen together from 4 to 5 with Mike Check with Mike Shaw. But then Ray and Mike get together at 7 o'clock from 7 to 10 doing some local election coverage, and that will be supplemented with the national coverage as well. So we've got you covered here on KVOI, and then, of course, we talk about it tomorrow. Who wins? Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. Talking culture from 9 to 10, me, Buckmaster. We'll talk with some of the winners tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.